Welcome back to Podcast with a Student, and with me, Les Camilla. Is everyone well? Hola a todos. ¿Cómo les ha ido el día de hoy? This episode continues the history of Spanish, how far it has come, how it has transcended and improved. And this time, this episode is the second part of Further Latin America and Spain. I suggest to you, if you have not listened the previous episode, go first to hear it to understand this new episode. There will be a third part to be able to finish where Spanish is most spoken, where it was spoken, and where there are Creole language or varieties of this tongue. Today, we have with us a guest to narrate the episode together with me. It's the second time she has come. Just like all of us, she's practicing her English as well. Without further ado, she's a sincere, clever, and generous friend. Have the pleasure of hearing again to Cheshire.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everything going? I'm Cheshire, and we met again to bring you a new episode of Podcast with a Student.
Thank you, Chess. And before we get started of this episode, don't forget to subscribe to this channel to hear all the episodes that I and my friends we are uploading here. The history of Spanish language has been built from wherever it has had the speakers. That is why it deserves to know minimally how the presence of Spanish has been in places that are not usually included in the Hispanic world, but they are properly Spanish speakers, and those in which is an official language or national language, of jure or fact.
The historical reasons that justify the presence of this language have to do with the conquest, explorations and colonization of Spain since the 6th century, but also due to more recent migrations and contacts between different territories. In addition to being incorporated into the new language of those countries, it configured and developed new dialects which people use daily, along with the new language introduced.
Philippines and the Pacific. In the Philippines, Spain was in fact an official language from 1565 to 1987. In 1565, the expedition of Miguel López de Legazpi and Andrés de Urdaneta found the first colony in Cebu, whose language was Spanish. In 1987, the Philippine president, María Corazón Cañuanco y Aquino's widow, took away the official status of Spanish because she considered it as a dead language and eliminated the teaching of the language. Currently, the official language of the Philippines are English and Filipino, although it must be taken into account that the last was created from Tagalog, and that it includes numerous Spanism. In fact, the presence of Spanish long words in the Filipino indigenous language has been quantified around 20% of the lexicon. Do we know some examples? To enlighten you, bodiga instead of bodega, which is cellar, relos instead of reloj, which is clock.
When did the Spanish start to decrease? The Philippines ceased to be part of Spain in 1898. When it passed into American hands. At that time, the United States practiced a policy of repression of the natives and the Spanish, and used the school infrastructures created by the Spanish to achieve a rapid diffusion of English. The fact that the country's first great literary works, its first constitution as an independent republic, and its national anthem were written in Spanish is not trivial, for which Philippines is full of Spanish surnames and place names, such as Santa Cruz, La Trinidad, Cabo Engaño, or Puerto Princesa. However, the use of Spanish in the Philippines is currently very weak, not so in a Creole language called Chavacano, which has a community that can exceed 500,000 speakers.
What is the Creole Chavacano and what it makes different? Chavacano is a word in the 16th century applied to what has little taste, to what is of little value, or to what is held in low esteem. The Chavacano is a Creole variety, the result of mixture of Spanish vocabulary and phraseology with a native Tagalog or Visaya grammatical base. The Chavacano, one of the oldest Creoles of the world, emerged nearly 4 centuries when the Spanish began to build Fort Pilar to defend the south part of the colony of attacks, constant pirates, foreign force of troops, sultans of Yolo and Mindanao. the construction of the today main symbol of Zamboanga, which lasted for 9 years, required abundant labor that came mainly from Mexico, then also a Spanish colony. The workers stayed married natives and looked for a way to talk to each other. In the end, their children and the children of the children also used this variation, which in the end was called Chavacano, explains one professor, Jose Genaro Aison, linguist and co-editor of the book Essay and Studies in Chavacano. Chavacano is a sufficiently different variety since the mid of 17th century, and today is spoken mainly in the islands of Luzon and Mindanao, especially in the Zamboanga Peninsula. Which characteristic we can highlight among the linguistic characteristic of the Creole, we must point out the passage from the letter F to the P, a non-existent sound in the Philippines language, Pilipinas, Tipon, instead of Filipinas or Tifon, which is Philippines, and Typhon, El Ceseo, and the aspiration of the letter J, H, together with the formation of the plural by means of the particle MGA, el menga casa, instead of las casas, the houses, the introduction of indigenous form in personal pronouns such as kita instead of nosotros, which is we, or the simplification of verbs with the loss of the R in the infinitive such as come instead of comer, eat. The Chavacano lexicon include 90% of the elements of Spanish origin, to which indigenous voices, Americanisms, archaisms, and Anglicisms must be added. The Creole language of Zamboanga almost died, says the linguist, but the situation changed 2 years ago when it was introduced as an obligatory subject in primary schools in the region.
Is there another Creole language in Asia or the Pacific? Yes, even in the Pacific, there is a variety spoken on the island of Guam, whose history is closely linked to the Spanish language, that is, Chamorro. Chamorro is the language of the original population of the Maria Islands, which are located in the North Pacific, east of the Philippines and south of Japan. In some homes in the Carolinas, especially Jap and Ponape, it also is still used and officially recognized. These islands of Oceania were linked to Spain from 1521 to 1898 and 1999.
Where is spoken the Chamorro language? It is spoken in the two political territories into which the Mariana Archipelago is divided, the island of Guam, Territory of Guam, which is a U.S. position, where it is co-official with English and the Commonwealth of the North Marianas Island, Commonwealth of the North Marian Island, CNMI, where it shares official status with English and Carolino, and where there is a legal political status similar to the Puerto Rico. It is also among the Chamorro communities that have migrated to the U.S., especially California, Washington, Texas, and Hawaii. The reality is that Chamorro has a high percentage of words of Spanish origin in the vocabulary. Around 50% is a truly significant figure. And what is even more striking, there are numerous grammatical elements such as preposition, numeral, conjunctions, verb forms, and even articles that function freely in current Chamorro language and that are of Spanish origin. Furthermore, we not only find grammatical words, but also grammatical construction that has the origin in Spanish. In addition, Chamorro phonetic and phonology we modify by contact with Spanish, with a new delimitation of vowels and consonant phonemes, and with the incorporation and acceptance of consonant groups. Some examples are saludo in Chamorro, in Spanish saludo, greeting, amigo in Chamorro, in Spanish amigo, friend, Feliz Navidad, Jan, Año Nuevo, in Chamorro. Feliz Navidad y Año Nuevo, in Spanish. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year. In conclusion, we can hear that Spanish has influenced various regions of the world, and not only in America, as in always consider. Actually, in Asia, which are the Philippines Island, Guam, and the Mariana Island, it was due to the conquest that language could be transmitted, and it was that it influenced, modified, and enriched the lexicon of those languages. Could it be that the Philippines will soon have Spanish as a co-official language along with English and Tagalog? Do you think that the Chavacano is starting to have more importance among the population of Luzon and Mindanao or in the Zamboanga Peninsula? Do you think that the Chamorro can be distributed more in other islands or maybe in the continent of Asia? What are your opinions of the subject or the Creole language. Much of this information I have taken from the book The Wonderful History of Spanish, written by Francisco Moreno Fernandez and published by the Instituto Cervantes and Espasa. I also review pages such as The Economic Value of Minority Language, The Chamorro of the Mariana Island, written by Rafael Rodrigo Ponga Salamanca, Doctor of Philology, which is on the page Centro Virtual Cervantes. You can follow me on my social network that are here on the site, but if you tune me through another channel, I am Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube as Podcast with a Student. What about you, Chaz?
You can find me on Twitter as Kaoli.
I remind you that you can send me message through all my social network in Anchor. You can also send me message, and I think just like in Spotify. And if you are hearing us in YouTube or Instagram, leave down below your comments for feedback of the questions. See you later. Stay tuned.
See you later. Stay tuned.